Welcome to the University of Iowa's main library, one of several on campus. This tour will guide you to where our library resources are located and introduce you to the people that can help you save time and do better research. My name is Brittany, and I will be your guide for the first floor of the main library. This tour is not timed. Please pause the audio while you walk between the different stops in the tour. We'll start in the Learning Commons, a flexible, comfortable study space, including space for group collaboration and individual study open 24 hours, 5 days a week during the academic year. The Learning Commons has entrances on the north, south, and east sides of the buildings. We begin this tour just inside the Madison Street entrance, which opens from the street across from the Siemens Center for the Engineering Arts and Sciences and the Communications Center. You should now be standing facing west into the Learning Commons with the atrium and service desk located in front of you. At each entrance, you will see a set of digital signs with information for that day. On either side, notice the rows of individual study tables and desktop computers for your use. The Learning Commons contains 90 desktop computers with access to the internet, the library catalog, and the library's vast collection of research databases and materials. Like all public computers on the campus network, a Hawk ID is required for use. Guests not affiliated with the university should ask at the service desk about using library resources and getting a guest ID. Photocopiers and ITS network printers are located at the north, east, and south ends of the Learning Commons. The Learning Commons also houses easy-to-use book scanners that are available to library users. Scan pages of books or other documents for personal use and save them to a USB drive or email them. Next, walk north through the rows of computers. On your left is a tile active learning classroom with 15 laptop computers and 6 LCD monitors and floor-to-ceiling writing space. Classes are regularly scheduled in the tile classroom, but when the classroom is not in use, large barn-style doors will be opened, allowing for students to use the space and technology for group study and collaboration. There are 18 private group study rooms located throughout the Learning Commons, including the blue and green rooms on either side of the tile classroom. Each room seats 4 to 6 students and can be reserved online or in person. For a slightly larger group, you can reserve one of the 2 group study rooms located in the south lobby, which each hold up to 12 people. Each group study room contains an LCD monitor that can connect to your laptop and glass walls that serve as writing space. Use the system mounted on the outside to reserve it for your use. For more information or help reserving a study room, see the service desk. On the north side of the Learning Commons is the entrance to Shambaugh Auditorium, where classes as well as events like concerts or artistic performances are held. Next, walk south past the service desk. On your right is the newly renovated Food for Thought Cafe. And yes, food and drink is allowed in the library. The cafe now offers increased menu options and espresso and gourmet coffees. You can also use your meal plan. The Learning Commons has 6 open group study and presentation spaces with LCD monitors that can connect to your laptop. You can see 2 of these spaces right next to the Food for Thought Cafe. Take some time and get to know the Learning Commons and all it has to offer. Now, let's go back to the service desk and walk through the security gates to the library collections. During the semester, the main library closes at 1 a.m., while the Learning Commons stays open. Check the library website for current hours. At the service desk, you can check out books and journals and pick up books you've recalled or requested from other libraries. The helpful library staff can answer your questions about doing research, finding library materials, or locating other university services. Research librarians are available to recommend the best resources, help you develop research strategies, and help you find the information you need. You can also get DVDs, videos, and microfilms at the service desk. Simply look up the film you want in the library catalog, give us the call number, and we'll get you what you want. University of Iowa students can check out a laptop computer for one day. There are wireless access points throughout the library. Course reserve materials are located on the shelves across from the service desk. New books are displayed on the wooden shelves located northeast behind the service desk. So, how do you know who to ask at this desk that does it all? Simple. Ask whatever question you have to whoever is at the desk. We're all able to answer basic questions about anything and can find someone who can help you with anything more complicated. Just ask. This concludes the tour of the first floor. To continue the tour, turn left and take the stairs or elevator at the south end of the room to the second floor. Start the second floor tour on the landing at the top of the stairs with your back to the windows and facing north, looking into the library.